Well, hello there. I'm Sean Connery, and you're listening to UCB Sports and Leisure.
Since the dawn of time, man has competed and relaxed. But with that comes responsibility. We go behind the pageantry and ceremony to examine these modern warriors and relaxers to bring you the real story.
From East Hollywood, the investigative capital of the world, this is UCB Sports and Leisure.
What happens when profitable writing teams can no longer work together? In the instances of Gilbert and Sullivan and the Sherman brothers, producers threw money and therapists at them to get the creative collaboration moving again. This still holds true in Hollywood today. But when money isn't enough and therapists can't be found, improv instructors are often used in a pinch. I recently was called in by Universal Studios to use my yes and prowess to break the intractable differences between stars Denzel Washington and Arnold Schwarzenegger on their upcoming tentpole script, Bruno and Barry. So what I find helpful sometimes is just to speak in broad emotion. So each of you has a doll in front of you. He's Hashimoto, the emotion cloud. And next to Hashimoto is a bag of balloon-like emotions, soft, cushy emotions. Why don't you go through the bag, put some emotions in Hashimoto, and then we'll unpack those emotions. So take your time. They're little colorful little word bubble clouds, and you tuck them in the Hashimoto cloud.
Sounds simple
and there's
enough.
Also, what's that?
Sounds simple enough. I'm excited to do this.
Yeah. And the other thing is, if you notice the cloud has two faces, the backside is sad. Well, not the backside. One side is sad and the other side
so the
is
the butt
sad.
Side is sad. Well, he's got the sad behind is what you're saying to us.
No, it's just the way I laid them down. I put the sad side down. I didn't want to lead you to a sad place, but if you flip it over, you can see Hashimoto has
but
a sad.
But if he's doing squats, then he's going to have a happy backside because he needs to exercise day and night.
Fitness. Yeah.
Right. Arnold, everything isn't about working out, all right? You know, we're trying to build something here, and it doesn't always have to be about brawn and strength. We
but
can build something that's solid.
Denzel, are you saying that we're trying to work out our situation?
Yes.
So we're trying to work out. So this is another time where we work out.
Yes, we're working out emotions, not muscles. So why don't you start, Denzel? Why don't you unpack the emotions that you put inside of Hashimoto? What do you got there?
The first one I put in was annoyed.
Annoyed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I've been dealing with that one pretty heavily
you
recently.
You feel annoyed?
Yeah, I feel like I've got a short fuse. You know, I'm a religious man, and I pray a lot, and this keeps me up at night. I can't.
You pray to God?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. And I liked how you said, I feel. That's important, guys. If we can try to remember to say, I feel. Because it places the responsibility on you. Your emotions are yours. Okay, why don't you unpack one of your emotions, Arnold?
All right, what I put in mine was I put sad.
So I feel...
The cloud feels sad.
Okay, the cloud feels sad. That's good.
Yeah,
and,
for me, like to look at the cloud because he's not doing squats, so that he's got a sad backside. And then so the cloud, so that if I'm winning the game... For this emotion contest, that the cloud feels sad, and that's the right answer.
There is no right or wrong answer. I will tell you that. But in your mind, because the cloud is soft, he's sad.
So right.
Fitness is very important to you. Okay. Denzel, would you like to unpack another emotion out of the cloud?
Yeah, sure. The other one I had in there was I feel neglected.
Neglected?
Yeah. Despondent. I feel... neglected a little bit. Every time we have the meetings, Universal, Arnold, he races up the stairs. I press the button for the elevator, and he rushes up the stairs to get to the top, and by the time I get up there, the meeting's over. So I just feel a little neglected.
Okay, good. There's a box of tissues there if you need it.
Thanks.
And Arnold, why don't you unpack another emotion?
Okay, but can I make a change because I'm feeling the new emotion now.
Sure, you can go in the bag and put another one in there or take one out. Sure, it's very flexible in here.
So this new one that I'm putting in, based on this new information that I'm getting from Denzel, that I'm feeling guilty. Because, I feel bad that he's not at the meeting and that I'm not knowing that he's making him sad. And I don't want to make him cry or feel neglected about this.
This is good. This is why we verbalize things. We've shed some light on, through the cloud, on how it makes you feel. You feel guilty. Okay, guilt is a tricky emotion. As long as you act on guilt and don't harbor it, I think there's hope there. Denzel, why don't you unpack another emotion?
Right. Based off of that, I guess I'll go ahead and make a small edit. I feel heard. I feel respected. It's making me feel a lot better. You know, things it's getting kind of rough. Going to church a lot and making sure that I prayed a lot about this, but I mean, to hear that he's actually hearing me is huge. I didn't think we'd get this far this quickly.
This is beautiful. I know this is a credit to my skill a little bit, but
are there any more tissues over there?
Yeah, there's a second box.
To empty the box.
They're lubricated too.
Thanks.
Okay, Arnold, maybe one more emotion out of the cloud.
Then you add in another one that they feel triumphant. Because I give the best emotion that they feel like I'm the winner. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to say that I'm the winner and that they won.
You come from a competitive background, but in therapy, there are no winners except for you yourself.
See, I try to tell him this stuff. I try to explain it to him that it's not a competition. But
the thing that I'm always... You know, it always comes back to Bruno and Barry, and that then, you know, that it's a buddy cop movie, of course, you know, and that we're down on our luck cops, and that it's both our last day.
Aging cops.
The aging cops, it's both our last day on the force, but we get one last case. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, that I want it to be even more my last day than it is his last day.
It's there. The parallels to your personal careers are remarkable as well. You're both aging stars, and you're getting fewer and fewer projects, I assume. So there's probably a lot of emotion that's perhaps coming out sideways.
Yes, yeah. I feel angry at him because, you know, of course he's getting to play the part in Fences, you know, and then I'm wanting to play that part.
Well, Fences is
historically he couldn't play that. I've explained that to him a few times.
Sure,
but it's like you said, we are aging. You know, we're growing. We're superstars.
We're
trying to build out a brand. And
you're a bigger star. I mean, I think it's.
I mean, I don't like to get into labels.
I could say that. I mean, box office wise, you've earned a lot more money. You know, in the last 10 years.
Okay, maybe because of course of my politics and these things, I can do in different things.
Mm-hmm.
But they think international that they're a good draw, you know?
Sure, you probably track well overseas, but I bet Denzel tracks well overseas too. I mean, we can look it up after therapy, but I'm pretty sure Denzel's a bigger star. You know what I'm going to do?
Can I add another emotion in there?
Sure.
I want to add another emotion that they feel there's not an emotion for this, but they feel like I'm being ganged up on.
Okay.
That you guys are trying to...
It's fair.
I apologize. I was just giving you a reality check.
You wanted to double down on how much star he is than me.
No, you're right. That's fair, and I heard you. I hear you saying that I'm ganging up on you, and I'm not. I was doing what the profession we call a reality check. I was grounding in reality that you are not a comparative star to Denzel. Not that I care, because I don't. You're both human beings who have feelings and emotions, and I want you to walk out here where you have a working relationship, okay? But I will try to... I know a lot about show business, and sometimes I like to get a little too inside baseball, if you will, but I'll stay out of that. You know what I'd like to do now? There's some puppets in the corner.
Of course.
Various anthropomorphic animals. Pick a puppet, and I'd like to imagine that you two are in the writer's room where you're trying to hammer away at the script, perhaps a point where you got stuck before, and... speaking however you'd like to speak, I'd like you to portray Arnold, and I'd like you to portray Denzel. Okay? You don't have to do impressions, but those animals are the voices.
Okay.
So we're in the writer's room.
Okay. Arnold, we need to start writing now. why are you doing this over there, Arnold? Because we need to start doing this right now, and that they don't care about training about that.
I'll just let me do more push-ups. I've got more things I need to do. I'm the best.
It's very good.
Again, you don't have to impersonate Arnold, but that was pretty spot on.
Because, of course, you know, I'm doing so many push-ups, and of course I'm the best.
He has more range than you, too. I will say that. Like, you have kind of a one-note persona. I do think that Denzel Spans has more
Again,
range.
We see that you're a bigger fan of Denzel, that they don't know how this is helpful for me.
Okay, you know what? Let's scratch that.
Over and over that he's a more bigger draw, that he has more range. It's like, okay, we get it.
You're right.
You're a bigger fan.
I'm not. I did love Fences. Probably the best movie I saw last year, but I'm...
I appreciate that. I would like to give a congratulatory... congratulations to Viola Davis. She did a great job with that piece. I'm mad. It means a lot to me that you respect me as an artist.
I respect both of you, but yes. especially after Fences, it was a game changer for me.
But they tried to audition. They're not seeing me. Is my point? That they made an amazing tape, but they're not looking at it, and they thought it was a joke the whole time.
Look, Arnold, I tried to explain it to you. I directed the project. So
you say no, and you won the Tony and all these things, but they just wanted to say that maybe they should give me a shot.
It's a chronicle of, like, migrants from the South who move up north to the industrial north.
Yes, but I'm
north.
An immigrant to the United States, is my point.
There could be a story about European migration, but this was about a southern migration to northern America. You know what? Shake those puppets off. All right, here's one more exercise I want to do with you guys. There's a deck of cards, and you are going to pull them over, and I'll just start with the first one.
Okay.
Denzel, I'm going to flip this over in front of you. It says, when I'm alone, I dot, dot, dot.
When I'm alone, I, ashamed to say it, but I watch old movies of myself. Just try to refine my palate for the things that I can do. So when I'm alone, I get a little bit narcissistic.
It's very revealing.
What is the number one movie that you're watching of yourself when you're alone?
I gotta say that movie's gotta be Deja Vu. It's a well-known film, but it didn't receive the accolades that I
didn't see that
deserve.
One.
It's okay. A lot of people didn't see that one. It actually has Paul.
Are you
Patton.
Sort of an outlaw who does well, does good?
Yeah, that seems to be a bit of a through line for my whole career. Mm-hmm. But I'm kind of like a guy that's trying to go back in time to kind of fix things in the way that they are. They're just not right.
It posits a future where that he's able to time travel for a small amount of time, right?
Mm, yeah.
And this is Tony Scott.
Mm-hmm.
And then Val Kilmer is also in this movie. Again, I tried to audition, but they, you know.
It's interesting you both have played time travelers. You and, of course, the robot you played, whatever that movie was called.
A cybernetic organism is from the movie Terminator. It's a giant movie. Again, we see that you're not... You pretend like you don't
I've
know.
I've seen, in full disclosure, I've seen a lot more of Denzel's work. I think saw the third Terminator. No. Did you come back?
Of course.
Where they, like, used a stunt double to play the youthful guy coming out of the egg?
No. It's Terminator Salvation.
Salvation is the one I saw. That's the only one I've seen.
It's the only one that they've not seen.
Oh. Well, then I guess... all right, here's another... I'll flip one over for you here, Arnold. If my life was a song, dot, dot, dot.
Okay. If my life was a song, it would be a theme song to Facts of Life. Because you take the good, you take the bad.
Oh. Were you a fan of that television show?
Yeah, I know. Yes, I'm a fan of it, but then I'm also knowing the song from it.
Oh.
Because what I specifically mentioned is the song of it.
That sticks in your head?
Yes.
Did you want to sing that?
You take the good, you take the bad. That's all I know.
Oh, you just know
the facts of life. Facts of life.
Mm-hmm.
Then I don't know that anything else after that. Did I just remember that I really liked Joe in that, you know, the show. I liked Joe, the character.
The girl?
Yes.
She was great.
And it's one of those, and it's also George Clooney, you know, he's in this, you know, before he's very much famous. that George Clooney's in this. You know,
he popped up in that, didn't he?
He popped up in the before. He's very much famous in this.
Okay, Denzel, here's another one. I feel sad when dot, dot, dot.
I feel sad whenever I don't make it to the meetings on time and Arnold goes ahead of me.
Oh.
But, you know, that's all changing. So I'm thankful. I'd like to thank Arnold for putting his ego aside. I mean, it's a struggle, I know, every day to not think about your muscles, but I think right now he's definitely making some strides towards that, and in the future I may not be as sad when that happens, because it may not happen.
I'm doing a really good job here. That is really healthy and really helpful, especially for you two. But for me as a therapist, to witness what I've introduced bring healing. I've just witnessed some healing coming out of your mouth.
Yes, because I'm not going to race up before the meeting start every time to beat Denzel and to finish the meeting before he gets off the elevator. Mm-hmm. Because he feel guilty. It did make him feel sad.
Well, acting is an ensemble work, and you could learn a lot. You came through the bodybuilding world, which is a very selfish, obviously narcissistic profession.
See, again, this is an attack on me. You keep coming into attack.
I don't know, Arnold. I think it's pretty true. I think what you're hearing is what we call in Hollywood a reality check.
Oh, you guys use that term too?
Yeah, we use that. We use it in New York, but we also, I mean, in Hollywood, the time that I've spent here, I hear a lot of reality checks happen to a lot of people.
Is it mm-hmm. only the reality check for me, though, that the sport that I do is dumb and selfish in these things, and that they're not...
I didn't say dumb.
Yeah, you're putting words in his mouth. I mean,
that
was,
might be your insecurity as an actor.
Did he not say dumb? He said dumb and selfish.
Well,
and
I mean, he's done Broadway. Have you done Broadway?
I'm always trying, but they're not watching me. You know, they're always trying to do it. That they wanted to do the producers.
What's the most amount of lines you think you've memorized? Like he did, I don't know, did you see Fences?
Of course.
He had like 5-page monologues in that movie.
Of course. I memorized too, but they're not watching my audition.
But I mean in a movie.
In the movie?
Most sentences you've strung together off the top of your head.
I can do all my lines from Terminator.
Oh.
You want to hear?
I'll take a sample, sure.
The 12-gauge autoloader, the 45 long slide with laser sighting, the phased plasma rifle in 40-watt range, the Uzi 9mm, all wrong. Fuck you, asshole. I'll be back. Is there a Sarah Connor here?
That's it.
That's it. But then, you know, of course, I'm doing this new movie now, Maggie, through my daughter, she's a zombie, and that I'm her father. Then she's I'm 70 years old, and I have an 11-year-old daughter who's mm-hmm. a zombie. And then, of course, I'm trying to save her. And then I have a lot of, you know, speeches in this, you know, I'm saying to her doctor and these things that she's a zombie, and that I'm trying to save her, and that I'm her father, and that I'm 70 and she's 9, you know, and that she's a zombie in this movie called Maggie.
Mm-hmm. True Lies was good. You were good in True Lies. I'll give you that. I did see that one. But you are more of a gimmick actor. I mean, Denzel, you're more the real deal.
This is an attack on me that you're not being fair. That you're saying I'm a gimmick.
Yeah, Arnold, I hope you don't take it personally. I did spend some time at Fordham. I did spend some time at ACT up in San Francisco. I did do Broadway for a bit.
Directed
on Broadway. I did some stuff on Broadway. I think that if we write the right project, we could put you on Broadway too. So there is hope.
There is hope, but you also do Virtuosity. You know, you're in the movie Virtuosity.
Yeah, I admit I have some bad movies.
I didn't see that one. What was that one about?
That was.
This is, of course, with Russell Crowe.
Very.
Where you have to go. He's a criminal that becomes a computer virus, and then of course Denzel is trying to find him in the.
Okay, it was high concept, all right.
Russell Crowe is the virus, or Denzel turns into the virus.
Russell Crowe is the virus.
So he's shrunken into code.
He's able to
infiltrate,
and then he's able to disappear and reappear in the different computer systems, is...
You found it amusing.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed
oh, you did
it.
Enjoy
yes.
it? Oh, I thought you were...
This is his finest work.
Oh.
This, oh. and of course, Courage Under Fire is a wonderful one.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Well, this is good. Why don't we do that? Let's wrap this up with some affirmations. Arnold, we'll start with you. Tell Denzel something you like about his work, meaning his career, which will be super easy, obviously. And then tell us something that you surprise you about him that you also like as a result of working with him as a human being.
I just wanted to say, okay, to you, Denzel, that I wanted to say about your work that I'm very much liking the work that you've done, that I'm very much enjoying Crimson Tide and these things, and that even though that you're not...
Is that the submarine movie?
Yes, this is, of course, the submarine movie. Okay. And that even though that you're not able to get in enough shape to go no shirt, you wear tank top because you're hiding that you're not in that great of shape, that there's a boxing scene where you're boxing on the heavy bag and that you only wear a tank top in that. And that I'm saying that if you need a little bit of diet and a little bit of exercise in these things, that you might be lean enough, but you're not able to do that. That you still enjoy the movie, and that you're a fine actor in this. And that I wanted to say that I'm also, I feel guilty that you feel sad. And that I'm not going to run up to the meetings, you know, as fast as I can. And that I'm trying to beat you there all the time.
So you were surprised that such an icon of heroism and manliness in cinema actually experiences sadness. You were surprised by that.
You surprised
the soft
me.
Center that perhaps exists under that rugged exterior, that handsome, those chiseled features.
It surprised me because, you know, he's always so stoic in these things that when I see him sad like this, that they surprise me and that they make me feel guilty and that they make me feel sad.
This is going amazing. I'm a very good therapist.
But then
okay.
he's also maybe to do a little more chest work. You know, he's able to do some wide cable flies in these things. And then if he's able to look into, you know, oh, you know, maybe he make the active choice. You know, maybe it'd be good for him to take the stairs and not the elevator.
All right, okay, I understand, all right?
Okay.
You know, I mean, the chest flies, that is something I could work on, but, you know, it's not necessary to take your shirt off in every movie. It's just like it's not necessary to kiss every girl in every movie. You know, you can express these things with just a look. You can show that you're connected to your scene partner by not having to reveal all your cards. You know,
I'm
playing Texas Hold'em in a game where we're playing Go Fish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You could learn a few things from him.
But that's why I'm not saying anything in Terminator, because it communicated.
I have to see that movie, honestly. I apologize. No, I haven't seen that one. But I'm assuming you played robot with a thick Austrian accent, roughly.
Yes.
And you probably shot some things up and ran around.
They shoot a lot of things up, but the point that I'm making is almost hard to have not seen it because it's on so much that you have to actively...
Again, I saw True Lies. I thought Tom Arnold was really solid and Cameron directed it really well.
But he directed Terminator.
Oh, he did?
Yes, in Terminator 2. They're very popular.
Maybe I'm the only man in America who hasn't seen that film. I apologize. I should do a little more research.
You are not the only one. This whole time was thinking about his stint in Batman. I just realized that it was actually Batman and not Terminator. Sorry, Arnold.
Was that the Mr. Freeze when he played Mr.
Yeah,
Freeze?
Yeah, I think it was when he played Mr. Freeze.
Yes, it's when they play Mr. Freeze.
It was in an Austrian accent again, so I thought that, you know, it was...
But that was a German doctor in that it made sense in the movie.
My mistake. I apologize.
You shifted your accent 100 miles west, basically.
Yes,
but you were still an Austrian actor.
Still an Austrian, but I'm able to do German accent because it's, you know, it's because I speak multiple language. You know, you guys only speak English.
That is one thing that you have over Denzel. You probably speak two languages. Although I'd say you don't speak English great.
I speak very well, actually.
Yeah. It's hard to understand you a little bit.
This is an attack. This is a constant attack on me that they brought in here. And that you have the cloud that has the emotion, but all it is that you're just trying to belittle me in the movies that I've done. I'm not proud of this.
It seems like a reality check.
You say reality check. I'm not proud of Mr. Freeze.
I think it's empirical. I literally could have both of you read a recipe for making brownies, play it for 100 people in this country, and I bet most people would understand Denzel's brownies than your brownies. I mean, it's a fact. It's science. But I don't want to get distracted by the recipe thing. Let's go to you, Denzel. Yeah, right. And that was very good. You did well, Arnold. And I don't think you're just a Austrian thug who flexes his muscle and shoots things up. You didn't do that in the Mr. Freeze role, did you?
No, I freeze things. I don't shoot them up.
Okay.
But, of course, it has a famous line where I say, ice to see you.
Ice to see you?
Yes, of course, because I'm freezing things.
That's moderately entertaining.
But I guess to clarify, you were using a gun to freeze people. So you were freeze shooting.
Gun.
Yeah.
It was a freeze gun. And then, of course, I froze them. And then I say, ice to see you. And then at the end of it, everybody's frozen. And then I say to them, they're all frozen. I say, everybody chill. You know, because, of course, that chill is another, you know.
Ice to freeze you is a little more clever. Chill is not that good.
Chill, yes. They try, they say, this is a placeholder. And then they say it, and they say, we fix an ADR, but they never do.
They never do. All right, Denzel, why don't you tell us something you like about Arnold's career, the shoot-em-up flex muscle Austrian career he has, and then something surprising that you've gotten to know about him that you also like.
All right, okay.
And if you need time to think of a movie you like, that's okay. We have plenty of time.
Okay. I did like Twins a lot. So I will commend you for your work in that. I have found you to be a very solid, stoic actor. There's not a ton to learn, but that's just because of experience. But I think there is a lot to be said about your work ethic. I do admire your work ethic, both. On your accent, I was privy to hear a couple takes of, you know, your first movie, and you know, you've certainly improved since then, and also you've been working on your body. We all know you for your brawn and your muscles. I really respect the amount of time you put into that. You've really inspired. Seems like a whole subculture. I mean, Pain and Gain seems to be based off of some work that you were doing. I mean, there's a lot of people in the bodybuilding sport that really look up to you and see that you're a really stand-up guy. One thing I was surprised at your composure when you shifted from, you know, big movie star to move into the politics. That was held with such poise, something I thought only an American could do. It blew my mind that you really took that governor race by the horns, and I'm really I'm proud. Gotta say I'm proud.
How does that make you feel,
Arnold? It make me feel amazing. It's so nice to hear that you know, such a big star and somebody that they don't think
he
like
is a big star. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
That they don't think like me, that he, you know, respect me for that, and that you know, I'd be curious to hear your thoughts. That, of course, you know, I'm winning the special recall election, that I become the governor of California, and that they get reelected. This is impressive.
Yeah, I salute a moderate Republican. I thought you were a decent governor. I absolutely do. You're not just a musclehead riding a motorcycle. You're not just a cigar chomping, you know, macho guy who.
Not just a shoot 'em up Austrian movie career.
Yeah, or impregnated his nanny. Are you still married with her?
No, I'm not married to Maria, and I'm not married to the nanny.
You're
not. She's not the nanny. She just, you know, she's a housekeeper of my house.
A housekeeper.
And that, of course, you know, I don't like to wear rubbers. And so, you know, I'm fucking her day and night, and that there's no protection in these things. And then, you know, I finish inside because, you know, this is what they do.
And you brought that child back to the house, or that child came to the house many times before Maria realized.
Yes, you know, he's looking exactly like me, and that he's right there under the roof, and that we're having, you know, different parties and these things, and it's just like this weird version of, like, the maid and me that's right there. And then finally, you know, it come out that he's, you know, this is my son, and then now I buy him a Jeep, and then every once in a while we ride bikes together, so it's okay. Because they make it okay. Because
Arnold, you have money. I don't understand why you let it get so out of hand. I mean, your wife. I mean, not that you should hide things from your wife, but that's one of those things that you could have taken care of. It seems like you kind of brought pain into your house.
You say it for me to murder.
Oh no, I would never. I would never say that. I love my wife, Paula. I'm Paulette. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
I love my
this
son.
Will be broad, this session will be broadcast. I should tell you guys that. This is
a broad... patient...
confidentiality?
Yes, it is. Not
I thought the studio made it clear. I agreed to do this therapy because I have a podcast, UCB Sports and Leisure, that I could use the audio and cut it into an episode.
Can we edit, you know, because I'm saying all these things about, you know, not wearing a rubber and these things. I mean, I guess people know, you know, because she did have the baby. And then, of course, I'm not murdering anybody because they're still alive, you know?
Well, and maybe there's something you could tell us about yourself, Denzel. Like, do you have kids so he doesn't feel exposed? Do you have kids out of wedlock? Have you committed a crime that you've never admitted to? The most embarrassing thing or thing you regret, perhaps? Something we can put on air so Arnold won't feel so...
Rubbers, you know? If you have sex with a mistress, you're not wearing rubber. You know, you're saying that you don't like the feel, you know?
I gotta say, I have not cheated on my wife. We've been married for a number of years.
Class act, this one.
I will say that I did, that's quite embarrassing. I recently asked my wife to peg me. It was a new moment. I felt the urge, and I told her that I'm thinking about going method so that we should go for it. And
pegging is a sexual act?
Is that not? I don't know what this is.
Yes.
It's where I asked my wife to put on a medically measured dildo into my rectum.
Medically measured? That matches the volume of your rectum?
Yeah. I went to a urologist, and... got a little colonoscopy. I knew exactly where my G-spot, as it were, was located. And I went to an insurrection. And we picked out our room. Yeah, it's an adult store based out of Atlanta, because that's where I was filming at the time. Mm-hmm. And we went inside and made a purchase of a vibrating neon green dildo.
And did they make a negative of your rectum? And pour it in? Like, do they take the 3D image of your rectum? Or how does that... The making of the dildo is interesting to
they
me.
They do water displacement in your actual, you know...
It was sort of like an enema with cement. Like a little rubber cement enema that they put right on in. And they knew exactly what they were looking for. And
then they let it harden, and then you have to pass it or they pull it out?
Yeah, they let it harden. Yeah, I did have to take a couple laxatives to get it to pass. Mm-hmm. I was on a strict diet before, so that, you know, it wasn't too messy on the, mm-hmm. on the pullout.
Sure. And this was for a part, you said, or
it was a research for a role. I never went for the role. I lost the role to Will Smith. But, you know,
I was thinking, is this for Fences? Like,
there were some moments in Fences where it definitely seemed like I had something up my butt. But I can assure you, just based off of looking back at the video, I could see that there was no pleasure in my face. So I knew that it was not the pegging machine, as me and my wife call it.
Is your wife is the pegging machine?
Yes.
If it has a vibrating motor in it, technically the dildo is a machine.
Okay, but don't take that away from his wife, you know. She's always the
operator.
Yeah, he's in the spotlight.
She's the conductor on the love train. She's great at what she does. I love you, Paulette.
That's great sharing. Now, do you feel less exposed that he came forward for this for our listeners?
Yes. You know, I was fascinated to hear this story. It's very strange. It's very strange even to me, being from, you know, Germany. But, you know, from Austria, from Germany, we're known for weird sex stuff. But even this is a long walk for him to finally get this dildo. You know, the medicine involved and the doctor and the diet and the cement and all these things.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
We want it to be safe when we have sex. We wanted to make sure that everything was safe. You know, pull-out methods with the pegging machine are not as dangerous as pull-out methods with my machine.
As we concluded our therapy session, I couldn't help but notice similar dysfunctional patterns between Scott and I. And so I asked Denzel and Arnold if they'd be willing to objectively listen to Scott and I air our personal grievances in an attempt to get our stalled creative collaboration moving again. They agreed. That session at UCB Studios will air next week on a very special Sports and Leisure. Listening to another UCB Sports and Leisure. Our special guests this week, Ryan Stanger and Dane Troy. If you want to reach out to us, you can find us on Twitter at UCBSL. And as always, much thanks to our wonderful producers, Cody Ziegler and Ben Hosley. Peace.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.